Does it suck knowing that if you were a guy, you'd probably be a first-round draft pick and, like, a millionaire?
I'm not going to lie. I think about that a lot.
Most likely to get into a brawl.
I almost got in a brawl today, and I turned around, and I was like, yo, slide!
What's one team that you love beating?
I have mine.
Oh.
Welcome back to Softball Speakeasy episode 5.
Woo-hoo! And you might be wondering, wait, I thought this was the Anna Gold episode. It is. Kelly and I are recording this now on Monday because as soon as we finished the episode yesterday, Sunday, ULL had just beaten Oklahoma. Like, we were on the way home, which we knew we had to discuss that. So we'll talk about that briefly, and then we will get you to the Anna Gold interview. But if you're new here, my name is Rain Wilson. I'm a former Duke softball player turned analyst and broadcaster.
And I'm Kelly Torres, current catcher on the Duke softball team.
Softball Speakeasy is a podcast that will give you a behind-the-scenes look at Duke's 2024 campaign. We'll be following storylines throughout the college softball season, and we'll aim to give you next-level access into what it's like to play softball at the Division I level. And boy, do we have a good episode for you all today. This might be one of our favorite episodes yet with Anna Gold. We'll be discussing her growing up in a baseball household, her recruiting experience. She'll share which team she most enjoys beating, and so much more. And at the very end, she'll answer some listener questions that you all submitted. So stay tuned for that. But before we jump into any of that, we knew we had to film an emergency press conference because ULL beat Oklahoma, snapping the longest win streak in Division I history. Kelly, I just want to get your reaction off the bat to that.
Crazy. I mean, we kind of all knew it was coming. The game before that, Miami, Ohio, they put up a fight into the very end. So to see ULL take it was outstanding. You kind of love an underdog win.
Yeah, absolutely. And just got to say hats off to Oklahoma for establishing that streak. That is incredible. 71 games. Patty Gasso is the GOAT, one of the GOATs. And, it stinks for them because they just opened their brand new field. And that's where they lose it. But
let's talk about that field for a second. What are your thoughts on it? That Oklahoma, you know, back there in left field?
$12 million softball stadium project. I think every athletic director around the country, clip this, send it to your athletic director, invest in softball because that is the kind of product that you will see. That field is amazing. The Oklahoma scoreboard in the shape of Oklahoma, the crowd, I think it was like 4,500 people there.
Yeah.
Absolutely epic. I hope one day I'll get to go there. You know, hopefully you can too.
It shows if you build it, they will come. Softball is one of those sports.
Absolutely. But that was not the only upset of the weekend. I'm going to name a few.
Okay.
NC State over Clemson 6-1. Michigan run rules Florida. Cal beats Georgia. Charlotte beats Kentucky. So, Kelly, what do you make of all of these upsets, and what do you think it means for our sport?
The game is growing, Rain. The game is growing, and I think video has a lot to do with it. Charlotte, NC State, all of these colleges now have the capability. I don't know if you guys heard of Synergy, but, I mean, if universities have that, they have what a pitcher pitches, their tendencies, what counts. I mean, like, absolutely everything and anything you can get on the game. So I think the game is just growing, and it's so exciting because the game doesn't know. The game doesn't know who won the game before, and the game doesn't know what's coming in the future. So if you're an underdog, if you're not even ranked, it does not matter at this point. It's anyone's game.
Absolutely. And the game definitely doesn't know if you're ranked. And speaking of rankings, the first RPI of the season came out today. So RPI, for folks who might not know, RPI is a ranking based on math alone. So no eye test, just purely based on who you played, your success against those teams, who they've played, your strength of schedule, things like that. So first RPI of the season, Duke sits at number 20.
Wow. Well, it's probably because our schedule is a little bit more end heavy. Like, we're playing Florida State, Clemson coming up soon. So that could be it. But I mean, we're winning games.
Yeah, absolutely. Y'all are winning games, and y'all are winning them in great fashion. Speaking of that, you swept Syracuse this past weekend, which is right after that game 3. That's where we do the interview with Anna. So you'll see, if you're watching this, you'll see us on the field. So take me through that series. What worked? What didn't?
What worked? Pitching. I mean, our pitching was lights out. 21 innings, no runs scored. Hats off to them. Hitting, I think we had some left in the tank for sure. But I mean, it's kind of awesome to see what we can do, not even at 50% in our lineup. So Q's, we had to bring out the brooms. You know, first ACC opener, first home weekend. And we're like, let's broom them out.
Yeah, anytime you can beat a team in the ACC three times, I know it feels good. Mm-hmm. But all right, enough of us yapping. Let's get to the good stuff, or should I say the gold stuff. Mm-hmm. Please enjoy our interview with Anna Gold, one of the most feared hitters in the country. We have a very, very, very special guest. It is the one, the only, number four, Anna Gold.
Yo, what's up? Excited to be here.
Dude, thanks so much for being here. Grew up in New York, junior third baseman, psychology major, NFCA All-Region, All-ACC, All-ACC freshman team, All-ACC player of the week, ACC honor roll. Honor roll. She's on a roll. On a roll. But born in New York, you have two brothers, older brother Luke and younger brother Joseph, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I want to get right into it. So you're an amazing player now, but I know you started playing baseball. Can you tell us that story about how you started playing baseball?
Yeah, so just growing up in a baseball family household, you know, both my brothers played baseball, my dad played baseball, grandpa played baseball. So I was kind of just around it my whole childhood. And so I think around the age of four or five, I started to play t-ball, and then I just continued on playing baseball and played Little League until I was 12, which is when I fully made the switch over to softball, just because, you know, the boys were getting bigger, and then I also wanted to just play with girls who were my friends. So I just made the full switch around age 12.
Did you play Little League softball or no?
So we didn't have, like, Little League softball. We had rec softball. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe a little similar. I had to play, like, rec softball while also playing middle school softball.
Okay. And, like, did you immediately dominate?
Yeah. I would say I was always one of the more talented players.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And so you said you grew up in a baseball household. Your brother Luke played at BC and was selected in the fifth round. And I want to ask you straight up, does it suck knowing that if you were a guy, he'd probably be a first round draft pick and like a millionaire in a few months?
I'm not going to lie. I think about that a lot.
Yeah.
It does suck. Obviously, right now there's not like an MLB for softball, but hopefully sometime in the future there will be. Probably not during my softball career, but hopefully can help get it there someday.
You know, you said you've always been like a top tier player, and that like that's no surprise to anyone playing at Division I level, anyone on Duke really. Like, you grew up one of the best players in your town. But when did you know? Like, did you have a specific moment that when you were playing at the rec ball level or middle school, high school, that you hit a ball or had some game that you thought, okay, I'm good enough to play at whatever level I want to?
So I remember, I think I was 11 when I hit my first home run over the fence. And I was a little girl. Like, I was like one of the smaller, shorter, tinier girls on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dang, like,
that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then like no one else had hit a home run for like the next year or two. And then I continued to hit home runs, and I was like, all right, this is pretty cool. And then I think in middle school, I made the JV team. And then my eighth grade year, I made the varsity team. And that's kind of when I realized, like, I really stuck out, like, compared to the girls in my grade.
You always been third base or no?
No, actually. I played shortstop my whole life until the Lady Dukes going into my...
We can talk about the Lady Dukes.
Going into my freshman year of college, I played third base, and then when I got here, I played third.
Got it. So you go into eighth grade, you're on varsity, you go into high school. At what point in high school were you looking at schools, or like take me through your recruiting experience?
Yeah, so I think my recruiting experience was different than a lot of other girls on the team, just because I came from a small town in upstate New York, and softball's not like, it's not a hot spot for softball players to come out of. And there's some smaller D1 schools like by me, but I really wanted to branch out and see like if I was capable of playing at a big like Power 5 school. So I started to go to a couple camps, some local ones, and then a couple ones down south at bigger schools. And I realized like I'm as good, if not better, than most of the girls here. So that's kind of when I realized like it's a real possibility for me to play at, you know, like a Power 5 school.
Yeah, and what did you have a school growing up that you were like, for me, it was like Florida. I was like, Florida's just the coolest team ever. Did you have a program like that you always looked up to or no?
Honestly, no. Like, I always loved watching like Florida, Alabama, but those kind of seemed like a stretch. I'd feel like I didn't really know how good I was at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then once I heard Duke was coming out with a softball team, like that was like my top
really
goal.
So yeah, I was gonna ask you next. So coming to Duke, so I want to ask you first, what do you remember about coming onto campus? Because I remember when you came onto campus, so I'll give my perspective after.
We were both campers at one point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Do you remember each other?
Yeah,
I remember her.
I remember you too. There was a home run derby.
Yep.
And I was on the one team, and then you were on the younger team. Uh-huh. And I was like, dang, this girl can hit. You were like, I think you won the home run derby, did you?
I think I did. Or yeah. Tied it or something. It. But I remember Pops pitching.
Mm-hmm. Pops throwing his sidearm.
He was spinning it, let me tell you.
He still got it. So you came on to campus, and at the point you both were at camp, where were we as a program? What team? Do you remember what team or how good we were?
I think it was team two, maybe. So really early
tough
on.
Tough years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys weren't the best, but yeah. I obviously saw potential and.
Thank you mm-hmm. for seeing it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think just. You know, coming onto campus, like it's Duke. Like you hear that name and you just think of excellence, whether that's in sports and in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So that was a big part. And then just being around the team and like hearing such amazing things about Coach Young, it was like, how can you say no to all that great stuff?
And did you have a moment, like whether it was in the locker room or not, I mean, in the locker room, in the team room, or at watching one of our games, that you thought, okay, I need to be here?
Honestly, I think it was when I came to camp the first time. It was the summer going into my junior year, and we did like our little tour, you know, you do with mm-hmm. the camp, mm-hmm. and I was like, this is so beautiful. Like, I haven't seen a campus like that. And then just like the way they ran the camp, like it was super organized, and they made you work too.
Yeah.
So I was like, I could tell that I would be challenged here and made better.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when you came onto campus too, Kelly. I'm sorry. I don't remember exactly when you came, but
it's okay.
I remember Anna coming to campus.
Not as memorable.
No, very memorable. But I remember we were eating on camp, or Coach had texted us and was like, hey, we have recruits today. Who's willing to like go talk or hang out with them? And you were sitting there. And I remember one of our coaches, it might've been Coach Young, was like, we want her. like we want her,
that one,
and
right
then,
there.
And then when you committed, everyone was super excited.
When she came on campus as a freshman, she earned the nickname Lab Grown because it was just unbelievable the amount of weight you can move in the weight room, how hard the ball comes off your bat, just unbelievable. So we're like, you're not real, Anna, you're a freshman, this isn't supposed to happen. We're like, you are Lab Grown, and that was her nickname for freshman year.
I believe that.
Who made me a shirt that said Lab Grown?
Yeah. Shout out Cam Jackson.
She's crushing it. What is the thing she put on the podcast the other day?
Oh,
thank God I rake.
Thank God I rake.
Thank God I rake.
She's like, if I go over, yep. I don't care because thank God I rake.
She's so funny. Well, and speaking of Lab Grown and speaking of like things that you did that were like super abnormal, I remember seeing a video on Twitter of you hitting a ball front toss out of a baseball field. Mm-hmm. Where is that baseball field? What are the dimensions of it? And like, I remember you were super stoked. So take mm-hmm. us through that like moment.
So that baseball field is at my old high school, Boston Spa High School.
Shout out.
And I think the field is like 310 down the line. And then the fence is pretty tall.
Yeah.
But like, I always hit on the baseball field with my dad back home just because I don't know, the softball field. Like, I know I can hit out of the softball field. Like, that's not what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just at, like, the end of one of our, like, BP sessions. And I was, like, one hop in the fence. He was, like, just try to hit it out. Like, he knew I could do it.
Uh-huh.
And he was, like, just try to hit it out. So it was, I don't know, maybe, like, 5-10 pitches in, I hit one.
Dude.
And my younger brother and my mom were there. And they were just like, oh, my gosh, let's go.
That's amazing,
so,
dude. That's,
it was,
amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool.
310? Insane.
310. You came to Duke when we were at Team 2. And at the time, I think the record Team 2 was like 25-31. But you committed somewhere around then, or maybe you knew you wanted to come here. But now that Duke is successful, and this is a question for both of you, what's one team that you love beating?
Clemson.
Oh.
Love beating them. And I feel like Clemson got so much love for being a young program and being great, but we were just there. So every time it's like the battle of the youngins, you know? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's just a team that I think on both sides, we love competing against each other.
Yeah, I was going to say Clemson as well. I remember my freshman year. I'm not sure if we swept them or we took two out of the three. But I know we won that series, and then last year beating them at the ACC tournament, I think Cass no-hit them, yeah. Right? That was an awesome game.
Epic.
Yeah, so probably Clemson. And then obviously, like, the North Carolina teams, like NC State.
Have y'all been seeing the scores today? So we're filming this on Sunday after Duke has swept Syracuse. Good job, yeah. Ladies.
Well done. The brooms out.
Well done. But around the softball landscape, Clemson nearly lost again to NC State. It was like 8-9, then 9-11, and they just kept fighting back and forth. They scored, I think, 3 runs in the first inning off Valerie Cagle. So they're going to come in, I think, with some fire, too. It'll be good for the ACC and UNC as well. The next segment I want to jump into is Kelly or Anna. So I'm gonna throw out some scenarios, some things, and I want you all to discuss who's more likely or...
I love this.
We'll let it play out. So, Kelly or Anna, who is more competitive? And I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and y'all are going to answer at the same time.
No,
okay?
That's so hard.
Are you ready?
Hard question.
You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Kelly. Anna. See, that just shows.
Exactly.
That just shows.
You know what? That's hilarious. Well, you know what we actually will do, in case people are just listening and they can't distinguish voices, we'll go one at a time.
Okay.
But so Kelly said herself and yes. Anna said herself. I love that. That's a sign of a competitor,
that's
right?
It is.
Okay. Who is the bigger weight room junkie? Okay. Let it simmer. All right. I'm going to ask Anna. 3, 2, 1.
Anna.
Okay. Now Kelly.
Anna.
Okay.
Anna
beats me there. I want to say, from my freshman year to now, you have, like, I've seen you grow so much in the weight room.
Hell
and
yeah.
I can tell you're moving so much more weight.
You see,
and
these?
I love
Let's
that.
Go. Let's
I
go.
Love
they
it.
Had to pat me down on TSA, but I'm like, nah, these guns are natural. No, but Anna.
All natural.
All natural. Anna moves weight. It's insane to watch.
Did you grow up weightlifting or no?
I started lifting in, like, 9th grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a little bit, but not like since you were a baby.
No.
But like many people might think.
Okay. She came out of the womb with like a damn bicep girl going.
Okay. So next one is, who has more swagger on the field? This will be interesting too. So I'll start with Kelly. Kelly, who has more swagger on the field?
It's difficult because I think we both have swag in different
ways. Listen, you got to just say what you think off top of the head.
Top of the head. Kelly.
This is how all these are going to go. Okay. All right, Anna.
I was going to say myself. See, this is hard because we're both, I feel like we're similar in that aspect.
You guys are just so much swag.
I feel like I'm going to admit, yesterday I did not have swag. Just wasn't my day yesterday.
And that's okay. That's all right.
But, you know.
I feel like both of you always have swag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you go in and out of the box, like,
yeah.
It's very, like, apparent. Kelly, you do have, like, a little Juan Soto. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Like, shuffled, like, staring at the pitcher.
Apparently, people think I go here, and then I load. And then when I take a pitch, they say that I do, like, this little, like, back and forth thing. I don't really see it.
Yeah, I don't know who you become when you step
it.
Into the box.
I don't know.
Because
it's not
the person I know.
I like it, though.
It's not me. I, like, cringe when I watch film. Because, like, why am I staring down the pitcher for much? It's, like, 5 seconds. Pitcher ready, and I'm still staring at her. And I'm like, yep, you're coming at me, and I'm ready. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, but we love her. And you both have swag in some way or the other. So the next question... And this is not softball related. Who has more style off the field?
We both have style, but it's so different.
Yes.
Okay, then let's describe your style.
So mine's more like streetwear. Like I love like shoes, like Nike Dunks, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like cargos, mm-hmm. baggy t-shirt, something like that.
I'm more of like a boho type of girl, always wearing a cardigan, you know, maybe flowy pants, that type of style.
Okay.
But yeah. I will say, I think Kelly, not dresses up, but looks a little more put together more days than I do. I'll give her that.
Okay.
Nice. I take one.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think Anna might take this next one, and it's who is faster?
Anna. I've gotten quicker.
No,
but Anna.
You're not slow.
No, let me tell you, Kelly has gotten so much faster.
I went to speed school.
It's actually insane.
I believe that, actually.
Another thing.
Well, no, because I remember your freshman year, mm-hmm. I don't remember thinking you were fast at all.
No.
Not, but I didn't think you were slow necessarily, yeah. but definitely I would say more in the middle. And then this year, looking at the stats and seeing that you had stolen like a couple bases, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow, good for her.
So it was what, junior year, I raced Watts. She's not on the team anymore.
Yeah.
But she was also a slower one on the team. And I lost, so that made me the slowest on the team.
Oh,
and
really?
I took that to heart, okay?
Yeah.
Because I ground out a lot. So I'm like, this year, my ground outs are just going to be hits because I'm going to beat them out. Mm-hmm. So I went to speed school, and it worked.
It's mm-hmm. really, like, honestly, it's, like, so underrated, like, yeah. how fast you can get just by training.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure strength coaches out there are like, duh. But really, young athletes, like, just, like, train that because it's something you can really, like,
yeah,
improve.
Because what? So last year, say – the slowest this year, like top five maybe,
yeah,
like from
yeah.
home
top
to
five.
First whenever
wow.
we do like the running guns, yeah,
I believe it. You look impressive. Quick, you look quick. Well, next question, this I don't know the answer to this one. Most likely to get into a brawl.
Oh, I know the answer.
Kelly
it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. I almost got in a brawl
sure.
today.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, when the girl didn't slide.
Yes.
Do you want to know the whole story?
Sure. Okay. Sure. Wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's great because it's Anna and I both in this, you know, podcast. Mm-hmm. So Anna gets a ground yeah. ball. I don't know what she was doing. She was out by a long shot.
Yeah, I saw this.
Anna tosses me the ball. I have the ball. She's still, like, what, 3-4 feet away. So I'm thinking she's going to do one of those, like, no, turn around and run the
yeah.
other way. No.
Right into you.
Also doesn't slide. Just runs straight
right
through me.
Her.
I was like, and then there's another runner. So then I threw the ball over
yeah.
the second, try
next
to get
play.
A next play. But then she's still behind me, and I turn around, and I was like, yo, slide. Like my hair is all over the place. Like I just got absolutely railed back there because she didn't slide. She didn't go around me or anything. Just yeah. I was
like,
just
I don't know if
bad.
She was like trying to knock the ball out of you or something.
I don't know what she was doing. In the even the announcer was
work.
Like Torres has some words for Shepherd or whatever her name
was. It
was
two words. Yo, slide.
But yeah, kids at home, please slide. Or else. And the umpires actually talked about it. I thought
yeah.
they were thinking about ejecting her, but then they were like,
really?
Oh, I think she didn't mean to. Like, I think that was just silly. But anyway,
silly
glad
girl.
You're okay. Silly
Thank
girl.
You.
Okay, so next one, softball related. Who's most likely to forget how many outs there are?
I'll take that one. Had a little incident last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened?
I feel like that's also in practice, too.
Oh.
But it's okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was on second, two outs, you know. If they hit hip contact with the ball, you're running.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
She has a line drop to second. I freeze, go back to second, and then go to third. And I got thrown out at third because she missed.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Ooh. Okay.
We do base running film now, too.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. When they replay it in front
yeah.
of everybody.
I don't know if I just thought there was one out or if I just.
It's okay to make mistakes
wasn't
out there.
Locked in. Not
mistakes
gonna, not
happen.
Not going to happen again.
You learn from the
it's
mistakes.
Not going to happen
you know?
Again.
You can't be
I'll
learning if you're
that.
Not mistaken.
She's only a junior, you know?
Only a junior.
Okay, so next one is who's most likely to sleep through lift?
Anna, because it's happened.
It did happen one time in the fall.
Oh, that's so
yes.
scary.
No, it is.
Do y'all yeah. have a punishment for that or no?
Just a little
running.
We felt that we deserved a consequence.
Yes.
So we did some poles along the outfield fence.
Yeah. Yes. And that was not told to you to do by the coaching
no.
staff.
No.
Okay,
nope.
great.
All
just wanted
voluntary.
To clear that up.
It was completely captains told them to
yeah.
do it.
Player-led.
Player-led. Yep. So what it is, though, is so you can see behind us the warning
yeah.
track, full sprint all the way to the other foul pole. 10 seconds, full sprint back, a minute over here. And how many? You had six?
I think it was six, yeah.
Okay.
That you chose to
so,
do.
Well,
yes,
it was
that
right.
I chose
you
to
were
do.
Late by 6 minutes, right? Or was that?
That's wild.
Maybe something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
<That's wild.
laughs> But it was a good workout.
I
I'll
joined
tell you that.
In.
Yeah.
I
thing,
did.
Good thing I kind of like running.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, do y'all ever have mornings that you wake up and you, like, you definitely overstepped a little bit, but there's still time to get there, and
yes.
the panic you feel in your soul?
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Because I felt enough panic that one morning. I will never let that happen again.
Who was calling
you? As soon
as I
hear my alarm, I get up out of bed.
Do you have, like, lifting partners that, like, are responsible for you, or do you call each other? Like, how does that work nowadays?
I feel like we all noticed Anna and Aaliyah.
Yeah, because I have
there.
A roommate, too.
Yeah,
so
she slept
It through. Wasn't just me.
Double trouble. Double yeah. trouble. Okay, who's most likely to argue with the umpire?
Kelly.
Me.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah. I feel like I talked to them a lot back there already.
So. You're allowed to like kind of argue with them a little bit.
Yeah, especially when I'm hitting though, I kind of feel bad because like we already said it's not me who's up there. And I'll be like, they call a strike and I'm like, call both sides. I'm catching. I know that's like, you know, not a strike for us.
Yeah.
So,
but well, can you speak to like, if a young catcher is watching, how you kind of like walk that line? Cause you do have to walk a line.
You have to walk. Well, you have to create a relationship, right? The first thing I do every game is I shake their hands, introduce myself. And you know, now that I'm a senior, I kind of know a lot of the umpires in the ACC, so some are calling me Kel. Like, it's kind of nice. Roger came out today, and the fact that I know Roger by his name, like, shout out umpires, you guys are doing the damn thing with me back there. So
who's most likely to get in trouble?
Kelly.
I feel like it's both.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's
okay.
We both have our oopsies.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
Yeah, we all have our oopsies.
Mistakes happen. We should tell them about the oopsie in the airport.
Oops.
What happened in the airport?
Okay, so where were we leaving? Miami. We were leaving Miami.
Yep.
And we just were told that we were on a 10 and we need to bring it down to the 5. All right. So we were
energy
already,
level.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were already, you know, we were in DeLulu hours. It was late, traveling all day. We're all like rowdy. And right when we're told that, we're entering the tunnel?
The tarmac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like it's built by metal.
Right, the thing that connects the plane to the boarding area.
Don't know what that's called, the tunnel. And Aaliyah, her roommate, who slept through a lift that we mentioned earlier, was walking through the tunnel, and I was just like, man, she looks dunkable. So I run, I put my hand on her because she's short, and I just like clap the top of the tunnel, but I thought it would be like a normal wall. No. It's like, bro. People all around us
no
were like,
joke.
Oh, because I'm sorry, we're in an airport. Like, I just made the loudest sound. It's not, I'm not so going to say loud. The word, but like, everyone out there knows what I'm talking about in an airport when you hear that.
I was not like close to her. I was probably like 20, 30 feet away. And even I was like, oh, what was that?
Yeah. Okay.
And everything is hanging off the ground. Like,
rain.
It's like extended in
rain.
The air.
Everyone, it's the entire team, drops. I'm looking now straight through the tunnel. Everyone's down. Direct eye contact with Coach Young. She's like, I sprint. I run. I don't know where I'm running, but I run out of the view. And so that was just one example.
And did you get talking to her? Or was it more just like, Jesus
yes,
Christ,
come on.
Guys?
It was like, come on. Yeah, exactly. It was like a, seriously?
Yeah,
we've all had our oopsies. Have you guys had any other oopsies stories?
So we actually went oopsies together. Well, Notre Dame, how long ago was that? My sophomore year. And it was cold. It was so cold. It was raining. It's like 19 degrees. I am from Florida. Not made for it. So sophomore Kelly was like, I can't hit in batting gloves. It's too cold for that. So I have ski gloves on, like nice puffy.
What?
Winter gloves.
Okay.
I was like, this is what's going to let me hit. Like, I'm going to hit because of these gloves.
Right.
All right. So I go up to bat. No one says anything. I'm like, dang, no one said anything. So I go up again. My second at bat, they're like, what are you doing with those gloves? I was like, going to hit. Nope.
Who's they? Nope. Is it the other team?
Bloomer. It was Bloomer who saw me with the gloves.
Okay.
Yeah. And, yep. I was out of that game, and then shortly later, Anna sits right next to me on the bench.
Because you had the gloves too, or what'd you do?
So I somehow got on base. I might have walked, and then I make it to third.
Okay.
So I'm running. I'm at third base, and someone hits a super, super short fly ball to left field.
It's not even in
Something,
the field. It's like in the dirt.
It's like
still.
In the dirt, basically.
Okay.
And I'm like on the base, like I'm not going home. And then I hear, this is what I hear Coach Young say, make it, make it, make it. So I thought she wanted me to tag, go home. No, turns out she said fake it. But I still go anyway. I'm thrown out by a mile.
A mile.
And I go back in the dugout like, oh my gosh, like, because before I got in the dugout, she was like, I said fake it. Like, it was fake it, not make it.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, shit.
And then you go back
make
on the field,
it.
Though.
Yep, and then I'm like, I'm shaking. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I can't F up again this game.
Yeah.
And I'm in the field. I'm like, okay, I can't make an error. Like, the ball gets hit to me. Like, you know, just make a good throw. Like, first ball gets hit to me, ground ball. I sail it over the first baseman's head. So high. Like, there's no way she could even, like, touch it. they pull me out of the game. Like,
was it in the middle of the inning?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
That happened to me in Elon. I think it was sophomore year. I was just, like, not catching the ball. Like, my position is to catch. And then I just got taken out. I was like,
Man. You know what? These people are trying to win, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to win. And sometimes you're having a bad day. You need to be taken off the field.
Credit to our dugout that you can get taken out and put in, and another player is able to just, you know.
Step right in.
Yeah, step right in and, like, meet the standard of Duke softball. So
absolutely.
We got that depth.
We got depth.
That was our final, Kelly or Anna. So let's move on to, I'm really excited for this segment, listener questions. So we put out a Ask Anna. And man, did we get a ton of questions from everyone out there. Thank you all so much for sending your questions in. There are too many for us to get completely through, but we'll tackle some of them. Okay. So what is one of the most memorable experiences in your career, youth to now, that fueled your drive to be who you are now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I've had a lot, but the one that sticks out to me the most is last year when we hosted Super Regionals and we ended up losing. And I remember it felt like I got my heart like ripped out of my chest. I was so sad. I was like, I told the coaches, like, I've never wanted anything more than to go to the World Series. And just ever since then, like, I've been like grinding, our team's been grinding, and like that's like our biggest goal, and it's very achievable for us, I believe. So I would say that.
Wow. I remember that moment. They just pan to us. Yeah. I'm like crying. I got Cam around my arm.
Bawling my eyes out.
Because not only did we lose, it's like the last time you're playing with your besties. Yeah. So it's sad.
Mm-hmm. It's really sad. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, just.
But it drives you guys for this year. And like you also have that experience in your back pocket. Like you're not going to be rattled by anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So.
Moving on to the second listener question. What do you like to do outside of softball?
I love to bake.
Aww.
I make banana bread a lot. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't have as much time to do it during season, but that's one thing. And then I love to run also.
And Prince.
Yes, Prince. I have a kitten. He's 5 months old, I think. Yeah, he's a big white fluffy cat. I love him. And then let's see, what else do I like to do? Just like to hang out with my friends, go out to eat, find new coffee places.
Nice. Our next listener question is, and I think this is a super important one, is how do you relax and unwind after a tough game or practice or training session?
Definitely like to go back, take a long hot shower, and then I've really been growing my relationship with the Lord, so reading my Bible a lot and just praying and just trying to grow closer to Him. I think that has really helped, like, after, you know, a tough day in practice or in a game, just overall.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Next listener question. How do you handle disappointment, like a loss, or not performing as well as you hoped?
Okay, so kind of similar to the last question, but definitely try to flush it. There's obviously things that you can learn from a bad performance, so you don't want to forget about it, like, as a whole, but try to look at it, like, in a way to learn how you can get better. So, okay, like, I went 0 for 7 yesterday. You know, why was that? So I went back. I watched my at-bats. Okay, I swung and missed at a lot of balls. So today, like, my main goal was just to have better pitch selection, and I executed that a lot better. But, yeah, just trying to take every moment as a learning experience.
Nice.
It's also so tough because it feels so big.
Yeah.
But, like, if we zoom out, this was our first series of ACCs, you know? Like, and for all softball players, young softball players, whoever's listening out there, you have to zoom out sometimes because I can relate so much to you. It's like, man, it just seems so big in the moment when you're up there and you're like, man, I'm 0 for 3 on this game. Like, you dig yourself deeper in a hole than just, hey, I have another game, another opportunity. Hell, I'm going to have a whole damn season after this. So just remember, it's one game, one pitch, one at bat. And that doesn't mean that that's going to happen next game.
That is so true. And like you, Kelly, you texted me, we're texting last night. I had a bad day at the plate. And it's when you're in those moments, it feels like it's life or death sometimes. Because you both work so hard to perform. And so when you don't maintain this like perfect standard, you feel like, what's the point? What am I doing? I'm like working so hard and I'm not succeeding. But like zooming out, you both are incredible. Like absolutely incredible. Your team's incredible. You're winning. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the most important thing. So I think you both have a really good like perspective on that. Our next listener question is, what is your most memorable softball story or baseball? But like someone, yeah, well, someone commented and asked, like, said you played in a 20 inning game or something.
Yeah. So that was my sophomore year of high school, and we made it to, it was the semifinals for the state tournament game. Mm-hmm. And we ended up playing 20 innings and ended up winning, which was awesome.
My God.
And I just remember, like, that game felt like it was forever.
How long was it?
Gosh, it had to be at least, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Something crazy. And the same pitcher pitched that whole game. Oh. And then the whole seven innings of the next game.
Oh, y'all played two yes. games that day.
Yes,
wow.
Yeah, the finals.
You're
the next
built
game.
Different in high school. Because I remember catching, like, 8 games in a day when you're in the loser's yep. bracket and you keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot do that. This
Sunday, 8 a.m., 8 right. games in a row.
Cannot yep. do that no. anymore.
No. Well, in the college game, too, it's, like, so much more intense. Like, every pitch yeah. is so intense. But, yeah, you're right. We were built different back then. But that is all the listener questions we have. But we want to move on to our newest segment,
Ooh.
Softballers Anonymous.
So excited. Ooh,
so, Anna will be giving our first reaction to Softballers Anonymous. Okay. If you're new here, Softballers Anonymous is a way for you or anyone to submit your anonymous wild softball stories from any perspective, coach, player, parent, about a crazy coach, about a crazy player, about a crazy parent, anything. We'll read it on the show and we'll react to it. Again, it's anonymously. And so please submit those. You can find that after you follow us at SB Speakeasy at our link tree. You'll find Softballers Anonymous. Click on that link and you can write to us. I'm going to read our first ever Softballers Anonymous. Team bonding story time, you ask? While playing in college, our coach had every player on the team paint their name on a brick. As part of a team exercise, the coach then wanted us to build a wall from the bricks. But the brick wall was a metaphor for the team structure, which players should be at the bottom of the wall, the foundation of the team, etc. 3 hours later, the bricks were stacked in what the coach deemed as the right way. So now it's time to mix the cement. Literally, mix the cement. It gets better. This coach then cuts himself and bleeds into the cement.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone took blood, sweat, and tears a little too seriously.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, like a... Are we talking like a ritual? Like I'm going like slicing the hand,
what?
Putting the hand and dumping the blood?
No, I thought you meant accident on purpose.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's dedication. That's heart, blood, sweat, and tears. Like that is literally that's blood, sweat, and tears.
That is.
Interesting. I'm scared. It does make a point, though.
What, the blood in the cement?
Yes, it's putting everything into it. I mean, it's crazy. But he his point is made.
He or she. He or
he
she.
Or she. I assume that's sexist.
That sounds like a man thing.
It does sound like a man thing. Like
it was a guy. It was a guy. So, but yeah, that is our first Softballers Anonymous. And thank you so much for sharing that wild story.
Love it. This is going to be my favorite segment. Crazy.
Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. And again, if you want to submit your Softballers Anonymous, find the link in our bio and please spill the tea with us because we're so interested in the tea. Yes. And then one final thing I want to leave you both with is if young players are watching, they want to play in college, they want to play at Duke or somewhere else, they want to be like you two, what advice do you have for the young players out there?
For the young players out there, I say train hard and train consistently. You're not going to get to where you're want to go if you're not doing the things that you should be doing. So working out, pushing yourself in the weight room, you know, go to extra hitting, go do all the, if your dad wants to throw you front toss, go hit front toss with your dad. Man, I wish I can go back to those days. So any chance and every opportunity you can go and get work done, do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say something similar. Just work your butt off. Like there's maybe a few players in the country who can be like super talented, born out of the womb, just like amazing softball players. But like you gotta work your butt off. Same like Kelly said, like even on the days you don't feel like it, still go hit, still go field, still go lift, and then just make sure that you love doing it as well.
Mm-hmm. I would say if you're not working, you know the person you're going against is. So if that gives you a little fuel to, you know, get up and work, you know, if you're not doing it, someone else is. Yeah.
Also, don't let anyone or anything get in the way of your goals. You're going to have people along the way who aren't going to believe in you and who just belittle you. But as long as you know in your heart and you believe in yourself, that really is all that matters at the end of the day.
Mm. Spoken very well. Well, Anna, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been so much fun talking to you and hanging out. Thank you all so much for watching, listening, viewing, and subscribing. Please follow us at SB Speakeasy. And if you're feeling kind, rate us 5 stars wherever you get your podcast. That means the absolute world. But without further ado, we will see you next Wednesday. Thank you so much for watching, listening, viewing, and subscribing. Peace. Seeing the video on Twitter, and if I can find it, we'll on Twitter.
Twitter. I was just like, Twitter.
Do I say something? Like,